For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. On Tuesday, Missouri voters will decide whether to enshrine abortion rights in the state's constitution. Over the next 2 days, KMOX is bringing you some of the arguments for and against as you make your decision. And today, I'm joined by Mary Catherine Martin, senior counselor for the Thomas More Society, a group opposed to Amendment 3 on the Missouri ballot. Thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Megan.
For listeners who aren't familiar with your group, what is the Thomas More Society?
We're a national civil rights law firm that defends life, family, and freedom. So we've been involved in a couple of the pre-election. We've brought a couple of the pre-election challenges to Amendment 3's satisfaction of the voter laws that we brought the one that challenged it as unfit for the ballot because it had not disclosed what it actually does to voters. And unfortunately, we're still in that same position. That's why we're continuing to speak, even though our lawsuit is over.
Mary, give us your overall position from your organization on Amendment 3.
Well, as an attorney who's been interpreting this for 15 months, I'm very alarmed that nobody seems to be reading the text of the amendment. The impression is that it is what you just described it as, an abortion rights amendment, when in fact it gives a right to all matters relating to reproductive health care. All matters relating to reproductive health care with no limiting language like we see in some other states. We're being grouped in with places like Florida that have a 39-word abortion amendment that just does Roe versus Wade. We have 450-plus words, and it includes all matters relating to reproductive health care. We, including our children, get a right to all matters relating to reproductive health care. And then, as people are starting to talk about the breadth of that, we're all being accused of lying or and there are these assertions going on that it's reproductive health care can be limited somehow to the named examples, which is contradicted by the text. The text explicitly says it cannot be limited to the examples. That's been decided in Missouri courts, cannot be limited to the examples. And then it also, people are saying reproductive health care means pregnancy care. Well, that's what it means in a couple of the other states, but there's nothing in our language that limits it to that. Reproductive health care isn't even limited in our state to women. It is something that's granted to men, women, and children for anything related to reproduction. So people really are voting on something something different from what we're going to get if Amendment 3 passes.
Some of the pushback. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Some of the pushback that I've heard for your arguments is that, well, wouldn't a court look at this and say that they would look at this as what it was intended to do, not maybe what other people might be trying to do under this, meaning that, you know, that original intent is a guide for the courts.
Well, that's true in normal legislation, but it's not true in initiative petitions because we're talking about expressing the will of the people who signed, right? If you're talking about the intent of the people who wrote it, that's not legally binding, but I think it's significant that the ACLU, who has been representing in court the authors of this, the ACLU has not said that it does not include gender transitions. Okay, it does not include more matters. In fact, they have admitted they're planning on it including things that are not named. For instance, no one is confused about whether this includes reproductive technology. And no one's debating it, but it definitely does include reproductive technologies like IVF, et cetera, because it's all matters relating to reproductive health care, including but not limited to the 7 examples in there, right? So if we were going by their intent, we have nothing that narrows it even from their expressions of what they intend, right? And then in terms of definitions of reproductive health care that are available to a court interpreting this, the United States government has just passed a rulemaking in the Department of Health and Human Services that expresses an intention for reproductive health care to be interpreted broadly as possible, and defines it as anything that affects the health of the individual in all matters relating to the reproductive system and to its functions and processes. Now, are gender transitions, is cloning, are these things that relate to the reproductive system, its functions and processes? Yes. So, you know, the people who are saying that the language can be interpreted and will be, if the same people who are passing the rules in HHS or writing the websites of University of Chicago, Washington University, Boston Children's Hospital, the Planned Parenthood affiliates in Missouri, these are all people who define reproductive health care to include transgender procedures. And I mean, people just keep insisting on talking about this as if it's about abortion. And abortion is included in this, but it is one of an entire vast expanse of all matters relating to reproductive health care, which, by the way, is not confined to what we know about now. It will include anything that's related to reproductive health care that it is developed in the future will come into Missouri already protected in our Constitution under Amendment 3. And this is why my law firm has provided a decoder. We're trying to get people to read the actual text. And so we made a tool that includes every word of the actual text of the amendment, and it's available on our website, www.thomasmoresociety.org/amendment3. And it includes, and you won't find too many things, it includes every word of the text of Amendment 3, not what's going to be on the ballot summarizing it, but the actual amendment. And we're begging people to actually engage with that text in order to vote effectively on this amendment.
I'm speaking with Mary Catherine Moore. She is senior counsel for the Thomas Moore Society, and I have been looking at that decoder. I want to look at one part of that. Just help me out with this, because I'm looking down at number six, and here's the full sentence. The government shall not discriminate against persons, comma, providing or obtaining reproductive health care or assisting another person in doing so. There's an arrow that goes to this first part that says the government shall not discriminate against persons. It separates that. And over to the side in your analysis, you put this would end single-sex public bathrooms and sports teams. I'm wondering, like, how do you get that out of that? And why take that one part of that sentence apart from the comma, which helps define that?
Well, absolutely. The interpretation includes the whole sentence. But the point that the comma is pointing at is this word of discrimination. Under the law, discrimination just means treating two groups differently, right? We prohibit treating two groups differently when we prohibit discrimination on the basis of something important like race, gender, sex, right? And what we're doing here is creating a new category of prohibited discrimination between people who are receiving reproductive health care and people who are not. Does that make sense? So it helps if you look at discriminate and replace it with distinguish between, okay? Now, when we have single-sex public bathrooms and sports teams, what we're doing is, or I should say, the argument will be made and has been made elsewhere, right? That single-sex public bathrooms and sports teams that only permit people who have discovered their gender at birth, discriminate. It definitely does distinguish between people who discovered their gender at birth versus people who have acquired it through reproductive health care or chosen it, right? So someone who wants to be admitted on the same basis as someone who was born a woman, right, who has become a woman through reproductive health care, can argue under this section and will that they are being discriminated against by being excluded from one of those teams or bathrooms.
People are pointing at this, though, and saying that extrapolating that far out, regardless of what you're hearing, is basically using scare tactics with voters on this amendment.
I think that's very interesting, because I would like to know what this is, what they think that is addressed toward. It is addressed toward one other thing that we actually discussed in court and was admitted. It is discussed. That anti-discrimination provision is aimed at providing funding for abortion, and it says all reproductive health care. Doesn't say abortion, but reproductive health care on the same basis as pregnancy care and birth. And that's not an extrapolation. That's on the public record in one of the summary statement cases, right? That you cannot distinguish in the purpose of public benefits between one kind of reproductive health care and another.
I have another.
Right? And so go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. We've got just about a minute left. And I want to ask you, because this has been another argument that people have made about this, that, you know, if they support it, they should pass it. And then the government, the legislature can come along and they can pass laws around this to either correct some of this or limit some of this. What would you say to that?
Well, it's absolutely a false understanding of government. This is a constitutional amendment. The legislature will be powerless to limit the power of this amendment. And subsection 3, in fact, is designed to subsection 3 puts this right above all our other rights in terms of putting it out of the reach of the legislature for any limiting anything that limits a child or an adult's access to all matters relating to reproductive health care, not just abortion, all matters relating to reproductive health care, including the government cannot do anything to limit the autonomous decision making of anyone seeking to exercise this right. And so that means that the government cannot pass a rule, say, a law saying that children need their parents' consent in order to access all matters relating to reproductive health care. So it's just a fundamental misunderstanding to think that we can do anything but amend our Constitution again in order to limit the power of this. In fact, what this does is greatly narrow the legislature's power over an entire field, all matters relating to reproductive health care.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Can you give us your website again?
Absolutely. www.thomasmoresociety.org, and Moore has one O. And then the decoder is at /amendment3.
Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Megan.
That is Mary Catherine Martin, senior counsel for the Thomas More Society, joining us on KMOX. And tomorrow at the same time, we'll hear from supporters of the amendment that would enshrine abortion in the Missouri Constitution.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.